Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to the best football show, hosted by Brian Baldinger.
Well, hello. Good afternoon. This is the best football show. I'm Brian Baldinger. I'm here nearly every day, coming to you live from my third floor film room, NFL Films. I've been grinding takeaway from week three. So much good stuff to get to. You can download this on your free Odyssey app. You can like it, subscribe to it, tell your friends about it. We're trying to grow it. We need your participation. We're doing it for you, the fans. I'm just giving you my musings, what I see literally from the film room right here, right onto this podcast. So you can follow me at Baldy NFL. I know many of you do. A lot of the players, coaches, personnel people do around the league. I'd be thrilled if you follow me as well. I got my Baldy's Breakdown sweatshirt on. You can get those at baldysbreakdowns.com. But here we go. So you can find me at Baldy NFL, Twitter and YouTube and Instagram, Threads, you name it. But let's get to it, because I just watched Bo Nix carve up the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And honestly, Tampa Bay went up to Detroit last week, and they defended that line defense as well as you can. Zion McCollum, Jamel Dean, Christian Itzian. I mean, all those guys played well. Well, it was from the very first play, Sean Payton, Bo Nix said, we're going to get the ball to our wide receivers. And so on the very first play, you got, a great matchup on the outside with the number one wide receiver from Denver, at least in stature himself, going up against Jamel Dean. And I would say that Cortland Sutton, ran a back shoulder fade, Bo put it right on him. You know, first play, 22 yards. You know, he got the ball to Josh Reynolds. He got it to Marvin Mims. He got it to little Jordan Humphrey. Cortland Sutton had his best game. He had more catches and yards in Sunday's matchup in Tampa than he had in the first two games combined. So he got the ball to his wide receivers, and that was important. But maybe even more important was Bo Nix ran the ball 9 times in the game. 6 of his 9 runs, including one of the 6, went for either first downs or touchdowns, including the first touchdown of the game. Just a read option play, ran it perfectly. But look, he was a good runner at Oregon. He was, going back to Auburn days, like, he's good with the ball in his hands. He's got good instincts. He runs well. He's fast. He made a lot of first downs. And what that does is he converted a 4th-and-1. He converted a 3rd-and-1. It extended drives. It kept them on the field. So offensively, they did well. And then I thought defensively, they did a great job against Baker. The defensive front is really good. DJ Jones and Zach Allen and John Franklin Myers and, the whole group of them, Jared Cooper, Singleton, the whole group played well. They got an early first quarter takeaway. They played a Tampa 2 defense where the safeties both get depth and width out to the numbers. And Brandon Jones, the former Dolphin, sat there in a little high-low concept with Evans and Godwin, picked it off and ran it back to the 8-yard line. And Broncos were up 14-0 before Tampa knew what to do. It was a great game by Bo Nix. Good job getting the ball to his wide receivers, running for first downs. Defense did their job. They get their first win. They go on the road to the Jets this week. Now, we have to look at last night, because it is clear that Jaden Daniels is off to a fast start and has a chance to be a real star. I mean, he's 17-19 last night, and his decision-making is just crisp. And if you combine him with Cliff Kingsbury, it's a dangerous combination. So let's look at this. Cliff Kingsbury, was a quarterback himself, was drafted by the Patriots, backed up Tom Brady, was there with Belichick. Went to University of Houston, coached Johnny Manziel, offense coordinator. Coached Baker Mayfield at Texas Tech, coached Patrick Mahomes, coached Caleb last year at USC. The guy has a great history with quarterbacks. And some of his concepts, pre-snap motions, formations, it's just different. I know Cliff really well. I did Big 12 games for 10 years for Fox Sports, and I spent many Fridays sitting down with Cliff in production meetings, sitting in his office and talking to him. And I got to tell you, every time I came into that office, and I probably did 10 Texas Tech games, including Patrick Mahomes' first start. I probably did 10 Texas Tech games when he was out there. And honestly, every time I went there, he had 10 different plays on his whiteboard that he was dilly-dallying around with. The guy's got good concepts. And right now, you think about this, okay? They beat the Giants in a close game, week two, and then they blow out Cincinnati. Against both the Giants and Cincinnati, they have scored on every single drive. Yeah, I said it right. You know, the Giants, they kicked 7 field goals, but they scored in every drive. And they scored in every drive last night against Cincinnati. Perfection. And now, you know, you saw Terry McLaurin get involved. The 55-yarder to Terry McLaurin was an absolute dime. I mean, it was, you know, Terry get behind the defense right there. Cam Taylor-Britt, good corner, got behind him. But the deep ball by Jaden Daniels was flat out perfect. And then, you know, while that game was going on, Josh Allen was blowing out Cincinnati. And you just think about it now. This is the first full year with Josh Allen, quarterback, and Joe Brady as the offense coordinator. Remember, Joe Brady took over a little over halfway through the season last year. And it was good last year. The offense changed. It became a run-first offense. But now it's bounced up. Josh is unbelievable. I mean, like the touchdown to Dalton Kincaid, like last night Cincinnati said, no, Kincaid, you're not going to beat us. We're going to bracket you and double you and squeeze you in the end zone. And they did. And then Josh Allen broke the pocket, kept his eyes up down the field, and Dalton Kincaid did exactly what you should do. Run right back across the back of the letters in the end zone. And Josh Allen flipped it to him. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. I mean, Cincinnati, I mean, Joe Burrow was, he was really good too. Really good. But Cincinnati's defense, they just simply had no answer for Josh Allen last night. None. And so, I'm sorry. I got sidetracked between the two games right there. Cincinnati had no answer for Cliff and Jaden last night. But Buffalo had no problem with Jacksonville whatsoever. They got Jacksonville so twisted and turned in their motions where Jacksonville's a man coverage and, you know, they're running these motions to Khalil Shakir and, man, Jacksonville's running in a different direction and Josh has easy throws. Sorry about that little glitch right there. But, yes, I mean, Buffalo had no problems with Jacksonville. And if you look at Jacksonville as 0-3 and they play with zero confidence. They didn't sack Josh Allen. They barely touched him. And that's two guys in Walker and in Josh Hines Allen, who combined last year at 27 and a half sacks. They didn't lay a glove on Josh Allen last night. But really, if you look at Trevor Lawrence right now, I mean, he's completing 52% of his passes. He's playing with no confidence. He's not making these stick throws that you have to make in this league. He sailed one right over Brian Thomas's head wide open last night. And DeMar Hamlin got his first career interception. Great story. The agony of the ecstasy. You see Trevor Lawrence walk off the field. There's just no confidence. None. And it's a shame. The offensive line, they can't run the ball. Couldn't run it last year. Can't run it this year. Tank Bigsby, Travis Etienne. I mean, they're just not moving anybody in the line of scrimmage. So that's that. Let's look at Dallas's defense. Last week, Derrick Henry ran 25 times for 151 yards. They gave up 274 yards rushing to the Ravens after giving up 190 the week before to the Saints. Like, it's awful. Like, the opening drive of the game, the Ravens go 6 plays, 70 yards. And honestly, the Cowboys were chasing ghosts. Like, they'd never seen a read option with Lamar Jackson. I mean, I can show you Lamar Jackson at Pompano Beach in high school running that play. Or I can pull up plays at Louisville. Or MVP, you know, plays. They look surprised. It's just shocking. Like, they didn't have an answer for the read option. It's assignment football. So that's the option. But then every run defense is a gap defense. Like, if you want to see runs that pop and explode, one of two things either happen in this league. Either you're not gap sound and you don't have somebody in the gap that's supposed to be there, or you're missing tackles. Now, the Cowboys did both last night. Their two corners, Trayvon Diggs and Kalen Carson, both missed tackles, along with Donovan Wilson. They all missed tackles. And so Derrick Henry is a Hall of Fame running back. Hall of Fame running backs, you miss tackles, they go a long ways, and he did. But also, they're just not sound. You know, the linebackers, safeties, got to fit with your defensive line. You got to, at the, you know, within the first second of a run play, you should see haps in the A gap, in the B gap, in the C gap. Take away the cutback lanes. The good defenses, it's 1-2-3. It's, okay, you set the edge, you're in the A gaps, here's a B gap. Who's your C gap player? Is he coming from the corner? Is the safety? Where's he coming? Are they spilling it with the linebacker? I mean, honestly, you look at great run defenses. Go look at Monty Kiffin in Tampa in the 90s with Sapp and, you know, Derek Brooks and Lynch. I mean, they put blindfolds on those guys. You look at the Bears with Urlacher and Briggs. I mean, those guys, their individual drills were basically run fits. You know, like, I don't care what formation you're in, if you spread them out, if you pack it in, if it's short yardage, it doesn't matter. Like, the integrity of the gap is everything to stop the run. Dallas has to get this fixed. The Giants are playing much better football. It's a short week this week. I mean, they ran the ball well last week. Devin Singletary is a quality back. I mean, he's a Florida Atlantic kid. He makes people miss. He's given them 2 good weeks in a row, and he's a good receiver. So if the Cowboys don't fix this in a short week, the Giants, whose offense line has played better in each successive week, they could hurt the Cowboys. And then finally, the Minnesota Vikings. What Kevin O'Connell and Sam Darnold are doing is real. But what I want to concentrate on is what Brian Flores and the defense is doing. They've given up 30 points in 3 games. Only the Steelers have given up fewer. They gave up 7 points to the Houston Texans. And Houston has a stacked roster. Quarterback probably played one of his worst games ever, if not the worst game he's ever played. They take away all the deep shots. They completely confuse you at the line of scrimmage with a lot of their lineups and looks. They get you in second or third and long. Forget it. Right now, Andrew Van Ginkle, who, by the way, is a Wisconsin linebacker. You want linebackers, go to Wisconsin. That's where T.J. Watt, Nick Herbig, Leo Chenal, Zach Bond, they're all from Wisconsin. And at Wisconsin, they cross-train their linebackers. So if you said to me, well, what position does Andrew Van Ginkle play? Like a lot of guys in Minnesota, they're positionless. They're just defenders. They're wherever Brian Flores needs you. Like right now, Andrew Van Ginkle, through 3 games, could easily be the defensive MVP, defensive player of the year in this league. He's got 3 sacks. He's got tackle for losses. He's got 14 tackles. He's got an interception and a pick six. He's got defended passes. Like, he's in passing lanes. He's sacking a quarterback. But, you know, Van Ginkle, he came with Brian. You know, he was with Brian when he was with Miami. And he was that type of player there. And so they give you blitz zero looks on third downs. There are 2 safeties, you know, Harrison Smith and Kay Bynum. They could be 15 yards deep. They're going to keep everything in front of them. You're not going deep on them. You're not. You can keep everything in front of them. And then they're going to run fire zones, and they're going to line up 8, drop 5, and rush 3. They're going to play blitz zero. I mean, they give you a handful. And right now, Minnesota is a dangerous team because the quarterback is hot. The head coach is a great play caller. They got everything you need on offense to score. And Brian Flores, Cliff Kingsbury, I mean, both those guys could be assistant coaches of the year with what they're doing with their staffs. So that's what I've seen in this film room. There's a whole lot more to get to. I haven't gotten to all the games yet. I'll come back tomorrow and give you a little bit more. I'll be up at the Jets all morning. I'll give you the feedback on the Jets as they get ready for Denver this weekend and try to stack their 3rd win in a row. All that and more right here on the Best Football Show. Thanks for joining me. Like I said at the beginning, thanks for joining. Download your free Odyssey app. You can watch this every single day, and you can follow me at Baldy NFL on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, throughout all the platforms out there. And I'll talk to you sometime tomorrow.